This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. First and foremost, let me say that I am not unbiased as it relates to this next topic. I am a UNO grad. I am very proud of being a UNO grad. I went there 11 years part-time at night. I totally agree with Clancy Dubose and others saying that UNO is responsible for building the middle class of this region. Without UNO, I don't know that I would have been able to afford getting a college degree. I was on my own. I had moved out of the house. The deal with my parents was you live at home, we'll help you. You move out, you're on your own. When my dad set the rule, that was it. You knew it. It was etched in stone. And but for UNO, I would not be who I am today. And I can say that with a clear conscience, totally knowing everything that they gave me. Look, I wasn't the best college student ever, but I totally enjoyed the time that I had there. I had professors that were absolutely incredible, some who went on to be huge authors, some who went on to other successes, and I would not trade my time at UNO for any other place. It worked for me, like it has worked for so many others. They're down and out. And I want to do everything that I can to help them. I know Tommy Tucker feels the same way. He is a graduate of UNO as well. And, you know, so where this goes, I don't know what's good, what's bad. That's why we asked Matthew Willard, state representative from District 97, to join us this afternoon, and he does. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon, New. It's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
And I just wanted to make that clear to folks. I am not unbiased here. I don't know what side to fall on. So how did this come about, and where are we right now, and what does this kind of mean?
Well, I'm in the same boat as you, proud UNO alum, contribute a lot of the success that I've had in life to my time at the University of New Orleans and the help I received from the staff and the professors over there. But as you said, they're on the ropes right now, and it's not a pretty picture. Currently, they have about a $5 million deficit for the current school year. They have about another $14 million in long-term debt that they owe. And obviously, it's basically impossible to pay down debt when you have a current deficit. So it's not a good picture right now, but I think we have support in the legislature. We certainly have support from the New Orleans community. We need to rally the troops and get together and do everything that we can to save the University of New Orleans and make sure that its future remains in place so that it can keep you know, providing a solid middle class and upper middle class for the greater New Orleans area and really for the state of Louisiana.
So I understand that a letter was sent by State Senate President Cameron Henry and the Speaker of the House, Philip DeVilliers, to the Board of Regents. I guess they're reaching out, well-intentioned, trying to figure out a way to deal with this situation that you just outlined. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. They're trying to do everything that we can at this point. Just for the knowledge of your listeners, you cannot transfer a university from one system to another system without the Board of Regents conducting a comprehensive study. It was done, you know, about a decade or so ago when the system transferred from LSU to the UL system. And so the request from President Henry and Speaker DeVilliers is for the Board of Regents to start looking at, you know, what are the pros and cons of moving UNO from the UL system to the LSU system. And I think we need that objective information, right? We want to know, hey, is UNO in the best place right now, or would it be in a better position if it were under the LSU umbrella?
Are we looking at things in a more macro sense at all? I mean, I think, Matthew, you recognize, and I'm sure you hear it all the time, that a lot of universities in that UL system are struggling.
Yep. So your question about the macro level, I think that's kind of spot on, right, Newell? The crux of the issue for UNO right now, the immediate deficit, is because of the decrease in student enrollment. So the fix right now, the fix long term, is to increase enrollment at UNO. How do you go about doing that? What is the best pathway forward? And we're hoping to get some of that information from the study that the Board of Regents puts together. I will say it's probably more attractive for a student outside of the greater New Orleans area, certainly out of state, if they were looking at attending UNO, if it was tied to the LSU branding. Well, that's probably pretty attractive. So that's some of the information that we're trying to hopefully get from the study that the Board of Regents will put together.
But it's interesting to me. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to know how many other UL campuses are suffering and that we're seeing the same decline in student enrollment? And the reason I ask that, Matthew, is I had conversations with then Governor Bobby Jindal. I also had conversations with the Governor Edwards about the possibility of, you know, and many members of the body that you serve in. Why don't we take LSU Baton Rouge out from under the state authority, so to speak, and state governance? Let them set their price, let them do what they do, and let's move TOPS to the UL system and give preference to the UL system, so that if students are going to take advantage of TOPS, it has to be in the UL system. It seems to me that's one of the quickest and most reliable way of guaranteeing the future of these institutions. LSU is the only flagship university here in this state that can really set their price, right? They have the infrastructure to do so. They have the national prominence to do so. You know, and to not have and have a disproportionate share of TOPS go, you know, students going to LSU, it's hard for our other local colleges to compete against the flagship.
I think you're bringing up an interesting idea for sure. Not sure what the attitude, the appetite would be in Baton Rouge to look at
I can tell you there was no appetite. I'm not going to suggest that I convinced anyone. There was no appetite.
I'm not surprised to hear that, you know, but it does bring up a good question. You know, a lot of the universities throughout Louisiana are struggling right now. And so we need to make sure that they're receiving what they need to serve the community And so that's part of what this study is going to tell us once the Board of Regents wraps up their work. It could be an idea for the Board of Regents to do more studies on universities throughout the state, you know, to see where we really are and if there are any changes that we can make to benefit the universities across Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like we may be finding a solution for one place and what we may find out is that there's going to be others right on the heels of this one place. I mean, yeah, I'm hearing the stories. I'm sure you've heard the stories.
Yeah, and our universities, you know, come to Baton Rouge every year requesting money for this or that. Maybe they want to expand programs. Maybe their dormitories need a new roof. It makes the decisions easier for the members of the legislature when we have that data, when we can point to something and say, this money is going to this purpose. We have a study indicating that it will provide these tangible benefits. Obviously, for us, being in a position where we appropriate money, the more data, the more studies that we have, better informs our decisions to where, you know, we can make correct and appropriate decisions on funding.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So they will do this study. I guess they'll outline the advantages and disadvantages. Obviously, the money's got to come from somewhere. I just can't imagine for a moment that the LSU, the Board of Regents, are going to say, okay, this is how big the pie is, and we'll take a slice of the pie and help UNO out. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why the study is very important. I think a lot of members would have apprehension if we were to go into session requesting, you know, whatever, $10 million for UNO without a plan to show that that will right-size the ship, stop the bleeding, so to speak. So we need some information there. But right now, UNO needs a lifeline. And I think there's enough members in the legislature who understand how important UNO is to the state of Louisiana, to establishing and growing the middle class of Louisiana. So I'm very optimistic that we'll be able to secure whatever we need to put UNO on better footing while we work out the long-term plan and how we can save UNO.
Yeah. I got to imagine, too, that these tuition programs that we have set up in this country have not worked to the benefit of UNO in many respects. And in fact, when you have this university sitting in a city with five other universities, You have a lot of competition here, right? And as easy as it is to get money, and the default rate is pretty high, a lot of people have no intention of paying it back. It's kind of interesting how this is all going to play out, and I hope the Board of Regents are looking at all of this, because I think I don't know that it's going to be any one silver bullet cause of this. I think it's going to be a series of a whole lot of things. Your thoughts?
I totally agree with you. I don't think they're going to come back and say, if you do this, you will, return UNO to its heyday and all of its glory. I think it's going to require in-depth and thorough analyses. But overall, we're looking for, an overarching theme, make these changes, and we think that UNO will be in a better position to attract and retain students. Right now, the long-term debt is certainly a big concern. That stems from old costs associated with child care services that the university provided for faculty and staff, food service contracts, construction contracts, athletic department contracts, projects that were bonded out related to construction. And so that long-term debt is certainly a problem that we need to look at fixing. And I spoke to President Johnson last night. She thinks she's in a good position to deal with the immediate deficit. As you know, UNO has already did some layoffs and furloughed a lot of faculty and staff and consolidated departments. There's angst on both sides, right? The students, the faculty, the staff, alumni, everybody is unpleased that those actions were taken. But at the same time, we have to do something. We have to do something to balance their budget. And it's never going to be an easy decision, which is why, I fully support this study that the Board of Regents is going to do. They have it up to a year to complete it. So I don't think we'll see any legislation this session to transfer from the UL system to the LSU system. But it's a step in the right direction, and hopefully we can get support in Baton Rouge to secure the funding that UNO needs right now to steady the ship.
What is the likelihood of interim financial assistance in order to do so?
Oh, Neil, you're familiar with the legislative process. So, but look, I think if President Henry and Speaker DeVille get behind it, then I think we're in a pretty good spot. I'm not saying that they're behind it right now. I've had conversations. Both of them understand the importance of UNO to the Louisiana community. So right now I feel comfortable about the position that we're in.
And look, I President Johnson did exactly what she needed to do. Math has no emotion. It is what it is. And the realities of it are the reality.
It's a bad spot. No choices,
No, absolutely. Well, Matthew Willard, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Truly appreciate you sharing what you know about this situation. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and if there's something that's going on and we need to talk about it on this show, please know that I stand ready to assist you to do so. As I said, I am not biased when it comes to this situation. I fully support UNO, and hopefully they're being able to continue to provide what they provided for me and so many others. Just the list goes on and on and on. I know so many folks like yourself, we would have never had a chance to go to college, but for the fact that UNO was there.
It's funny,
when this came up, I was recounting in a conversation what I paid per semester back then. I don't know that it would probably be 1/10 of the lunch plan. it was a hell of a lot cheaper than high school was. That I can promise you.
I really appreciate you. I appreciate you having me on the show. And if you ever want me to come back and speak about anything, just let me know.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. Matthew Willard, Louisiana State Representative, District 97. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. When we come back, we'll visit with Alex Hammerstone, Advisory Solutions Director at Trusted Sec. Jesus. We will talk about the social media platform X was knocked offline, and Elon Musk says it was the result of a massive cyber attack that he claims originated in the Ukraine. We'll talk about that and more when we return. Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.